evenings, ladies and gentlemen, and let's try this again. Yes, indeed, we're going to try it again. Today is October 7th, 2019. Should have been September 30th, but hey, let's just go back to the future on this one. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to go ahead and start off. It's going to be a wonderful evening. We're going to spend time. This is the episode where we sing happy birthday to ourselves, I suppose, here on NDB Media. We've been on air for so long now. We're completing 11 years. We've opened up our 12th year, and we're terribly excited to be here. I'm going to go ahead. Well, hey, you guys know who I am. I'm Roger Noriega. I'm the one that is maybe a little bit responsible for choosing the name. I'll go that far. But as far as everything else, and I'm going to repeat it throughout the evening, NDB Media is not mine. Never has been, never will be. There is so much talent on this network, and will be joining as well over the next few months. I am just looking forward to it. I want to, before I bring everyone on, I want to give a little bit of history for those of you that remember. We talked about doing this in 2008. We finally got around to it, and we did two practice programs in September. The first two Tuesdays, we did test runs. They worked out. And then we did the last Tuesday in September. And that has been the anniversary. It's always the last Tuesday. Since Jamie Ruby has taken over Tuesdays, and I guess it would be me, we moved it over to Monday as our anniversary, and that's why it's September 30th. But for all intents and purposes, the anniversary would be the last Tuesday in September. Always has been, always will be, and that's what we're going to do moving forward. But if you remember, when we began this program, there were four of us every night, and we were bringing to the table everything that we had, which, when I look back, wasn't a heck of a whole lot. But at the time, I was a hardcore union activist, and it was difficult to get in touch with many members. And what I envisioned Noriega.biz radio at the time was a means to communicate with members in the outlying areas of Los Angeles County. Well, folks, that died after 4 weeks. It became an entertainment program, and it was known as Noriega.biz radio, believe it or not, because that was the website, Noriega.biz. And we were doing it for a while, and it was catching on. We were thrilled to be able to do it. And then one day, I just got tired of Noriega.biz radio, and I named it NDB, which was Noriega.biz. That's it. That's what the NDB is, NDB Media. It was a shortening of Noriega.biz from the old website. And this is what we have now. And yes, Casey, thank you for being in the chat room. And my wonderful co-host, doppelganger, and committed felon of NDB Media. We're all felons here. Casey, my goodness. We're going to, you know what, Casey, this is a good time to talk about how we met and how what brought you to NDB Media now that I think about it. But I want to welcome my co-host for this evening, my guest, definitely one of the hosts, producers here on the network, is Casey Shapiro. Good evening, Casey. How are you?
Hi, Roger. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no. It's the other way around, young lady. Thank you for being here on with us. I've got to tell you, it's been an exciting run doing this, and I do this because I just love doing it still, and I love visiting all the other programs that are on the other network. Well, actually, that are on the network. The network. I love saying that. The network. And it's amazing to me how so many people have just come over to join the network to entertain others, to speak with others, to help others, to inform others. NDB Media has become a lot more than what I first envisioned. I didn't know what I was doing. So it definitely has become much greater than I even thought it would be. I am thrilled to be here and to be a part of what everyone else does. And Casey, before I go over to you, I want to make sure to get them all in there. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, Monday Night America, that is tonight, is my program where I do whatever I want, generally current events, throw a little bit of politics just to piss off a few people from time to time. But as everyone who knows on Facebook, I have been lousy at it. My friend list has gone up. It was my intent over the last 3 weeks to infuriate people, to get them to unfriend me. Casey, I am an abject failure. It didn't work.
You fail at failing, Roger.
Wow, that was good. All right, don't worry. Don't worry, you have all the airtime you want. Don't worry, Casey. but I've got to tell you, I tried. I tried hard. I thought I was quite good, Casey. I went after everyone. I was mean. People were actually calling me to find out what is going on. And I had two answers. I'm worried about the NDB Media birthday. And the other thing, Christmas is coming. I don't want to spend money on Christmas cards. So that has become the wretched joke. And I just got fed up with what was going on. But, gee, Casey, you know we are living in interesting times right now. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yes.
It is crazy what is going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And I suppose we will get into that sometime in the future. Probably not tonight. Tonight, I really want to celebrate everyone who has been a part of it. Casey has been with us on several programs. She does her own here, and she produces yet another one, but we're going to get to that, as I mentioned. Monday Night America. Basically, it's a program that's been on from day one, back in September of 2008. It was Tuesday Night America. It became Monday Night America when I found out that Fandom Access, a competitor of ours, while Lost was going on, it was great. Fandom Access, or were they Lost for Lost? I believe. Wait. No, that was the name of our program, Lost for Lost. Fandom Access was a competing channel on Blog Talk Radio, and they were great. They were getting guests for Lost, and we were getting guests. It was a big deal. We were following the last season and a half, and it was absolutely awesome. We were, like, outdoing each other, and it was a lot of fun. It was very competitive. There was no sniping, which was so cool, but there was no doubt that we were competing. We were getting so many guests on Blog Talk on our programs to join us that we knew of each other. And it's like, okay, who did get this time? And I'm sure they were saying, well, no, they probably weren't saying the same thing about us. But we were of them. And as time went by, I found out that Jamie stopped doing the program. And I reached out to her. I said, hey, Jamie, what's going on? And I forget what she told me. And I think it's because Blog Talk Radio increased the fees, or they started charging people. And I said, hey, Jamie, you know what? Come on over. I'm paying for the channels. And before I could say, wait a minute, she had Tuesday night. I had taken my slot. And I was like, oh, man. So, all right, no problem. And ever since that time that she's come over, Tuesday night has been hers. As you know, it's Fandom Access, Week in Review. Jamie, Karen, and AJ, a lot of fun, those three. They're always talking about their particular programs that they like. It's a lot of fun. They do 2 hours. Sometimes they do three, sometimes a little bit less. But they're on at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And they do a lot of good stuff. Boy, are they mean to each other from time to time. But it is a lot of fun listening to them. On Wednesday night, we have several programs. At 4 p.m., we have Travel Radio. Bob Nisoff. Ladies and gentlemen, look him up. This gentleman is retired. He is an old AP correspondent. He has been to so many battles. He served in the military. He has reported from so many places around the world. It is absolutely incredible. It is my hope to interview all the hosts over the next few months. I want to give a program to each host, and Bob is going to be one of the first ones that I get the chance to have a to have a wonderful evening with. But he is on Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and then I believe she'll correct me if I'm wrong. This is where Casey makes her first appearance. She kind of sneaks in as the professional that she is. And they are on usually at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, every other Wednesday. Is that correct, Casey?
Yeah, Pacific time. That is correct. Yes. It'll be 11
my time. Why don't you
tell
us about the program? Yes. Yeah, very late for you. And for Dr. Mathis, would you go ahead and tell us about that program, please, the biweekly program?
Sure. This is the second show that I ended up doing for you guys. It's called the Rock and Roll Shrink Radio Show, biweekly, Wednesday evenings at 11 p.m., and we run for about an hour. And my mental health professional co-presenter is Stephen Mathis, PsyD, which is Doctor of Psychology. He's a prominent licensed Atlanta psychologist and internationally certified addictions counselor, as well as a decades active classic rock musician. And we discuss and explain a wide variety of mental health topics of interest, interspersed with classic rock trivia, anecdotes, and field questions from listeners during the show. If we have time real quick, there's a cute little anecdote about how he got his name, the Rock and Roll Shrink.
Of course.
He specializes in troubled teens. And as I mentioned earlier, he's a classic rock musician. He's primarily a guitarist, also a vocalist, and he writes stuff. And so he has a collection of about 300 or 400 of various custom celebrity-owned, one-of-a-kind guitars and basses that he has amassed over the last couple decades. And if some of the teens, as you might imagine at that age, are court-ordered to go and see him so they don't get put in something like Scared Straight used to be. And so they're sullen, they have an attitude, they don't want to be there, blah, 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 I don't want to talk to the guy. And Dr. Mathis looks about nothing like you would expect. He kind of looks like Jimmy Page. In a suit. And he comes in and he'll bring in a well-known guitar, like maybe something Eddie Van Halen has had, or he's brought in B.B. King's Lucille, or you know, different ones that people would know. And the kids come in and they see the guitar, and while they're having their little session, he's diddling around and playing some riffs and stuff, some classic rock, and the kids are astounded. And, of course, when you see that, it breaks down the barriers, and then they're able to let go and talk to him and get some meaningful work done. So his patients, his kids, nicknamed him the Rock and Roll Shrink. That is where that comes from.
That is cool, Casey. I did not know that. I like it. That is really good stuff. I did not. I should have asked. But everyone has a moniker, and I just, yeah, you know what? I took it for what it was. And it's really cool to know. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's good stuff. All right. Well, but as I say, that's where Casey sneaks into the weekly program, and she comes in as the producer of that program. And are you producer and or co-host or producer? What is your role on that program?
I am everything but the actual professional shrink. I produce, co-host, I do the research. Dr. Mathis teases me because he says I do what amounts to a term paper on a mental health topic every 2 weeks because I don't like doing pop psychology stuff because you can pick up a magazine at the checkout counter at the grocery store and see that. So I like to get vetted papers from NIH or Mayo Clinic or, you know, Sloan Kettering or something with some meat to it that people won't just see in People Magazine or something. And you give them some actual vetted medical information, and Dr. Mathis kind of rolls that way himself. So, you know, we like to give people some good information. Now, of course, it's, you know, it's not a doctor-client relationship type thing. We're just talking on the air, but we want to make sure our data is good and helps people because for some people this is all they've got, frankly.
Yes, and I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud of, without even knowing, that we would have two professionals joining us. We here at NDB Media, we were doing some of that work as well. Ladies and gentlemen, check out some of our last episodes, our prior episodes, and Casey knows where I'm going with this. She's cringing. I'm doing it on purpose. But check our fun episode. Actually, we did it twice over 11 years. Our Myers-Briggs episode on personality type watching. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, fun, fun, fun. But I'm sure that was something that was rather entertaining and amusing to many. Casey would really put that to bed right now. Casey, why is Myers-Briggs and type personality type watching, I believe that's really what it's called, why is it not accepted by the community?
The people who developed the Myers-Briggs test were not scientists or doctors of any sort. They were two laypersons, and they made the whole thing up. There's no scientific basis to it whatsoever. They're just two people. I forget their professional relationship exactly. If they were colleagues or was mother-daughter scientists, I believe. But it's completely fabricated. There's no science to it.
Wow, those are a lot of harsh words there, Casey. Jeez.
I was empirical. I wasn't judging.
Oh, well, forgive me, but there's no empirical in INTJ. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, I joke with everyone. Throughout life, I've always alluded to being, whether it's an introvert or extrovert. And it's really interesting to see how many people actually pick up on that. And I have played around. I don't believe it much. I just think it's kind of entertaining. But it's really good. But we'll leave it at that.
If it makes you feel better, Roger, we are actually one letter apart. I am actually the extrovert version of you. I am an ENTJ, according to the test.
Ha! Really? That is crazy. I'm going to have to, but you see, I can see that, Casey. You are, look, I am the wallflower. That's the introvert. I can see you as the extrovert, yes. The life of the party. Oh, heck yeah. I can definitely see that. A lot of people call me liar or call me a liar when I say I'm an INTJ. And I'm like, I am. I really am. And people learn that of me when I disappear from time to time, when I'm like, leave me alone. I need time to be left alone. And people don't get it, but whatever. But that's a personal problem. We'll let that one go. I just thought I'd throw that rock at Casey only because I can, and I will.
Yes, I accept your rock.
Yeah, fair enough. And it's just a fun little rock. It's really a pebble. Now knowing that she – oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, as a side note, between me and you, oh, my goodness. The first time I mentioned Myers-Briggs, oh man, I lost 2 pounds. I mean, she just went after it. And I'm, whoa, woman, it's a program. That's it. And she said something to the effect of, hey, you know what? Look. You go do what you want to do, but when you want some real science, come on over to us. Like, wow.
Science.
I will never forget that. That one, I believe, was last year when that happened, or the year before, I forget, but it was amusing. How many episodes do you guys have in now, Casey?
As of not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday will be episode 77 for us. We've been on since 2016.
That's crazy. That is just absolutely crazy. For me, it is a bit of a blur too. And I consider myself privileged that we're here for this. And wow, I think it's absolutely awesome. But anyway, there you go. That's our schedule through Wednesday. On Thursday, we have Travel Itch Radio. Oh, by the way, again, me to the audience. It's okay. Casey can't hear me right now. But did you notice that when I asked her to describe the program, could you tell how professional it was? I mean, I was just talking about Bob from the top of my head, but Casey went line by line. She's a producer. She's professional. I rest my case. So knowing that, when she started talking, I said, okay, I better go to the website. Over at nbbmedia.net, we have Travelitz Radio, where Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes, two travel professionals with a professional background, bring it to you from ship cruises to museums and all points of interest in between. Join them as they travel the world in bringing the secrets of travel to you, of course, from the experts. They are on every Thursday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, Dan Schlossberg, for those of you that know and don't know, he is also someone of very high repute. He is, author, president, emeritus of the National Writers Association. Guys, damn it. Without knowing who Dan Schlossberg was, I owned several of his books on baseball, on travel. And one day when it dawned on me about Dan, I looked at the name and said, wait a minute. He just talked about that book on air. Like, oh my God, I've owned this book. This guy's on my radio program. Oh my God. I couldn't believe it. He had been on with us for several years, and I didn't even know that he was the same guy. That's how foolish I was. But Dan joined us through Brave Banter. He was on another network, and let's just say that they were having a little bit of difficulty on the network. That's as far as I'll go. And he was looking for a spot. He brought over Braves Banter, and it ran for 2 years here on NDB Media. And then he began, during that same time, running Travel Edge Radio. So he had Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio. He did Braves Banter, and then now he's doing Travel Edge Radio. And I think that's the only one he's going to be doing for now. But check it out. He's on every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern. I'm sorry, 5 p.m. Pacific. 8 p.m. Eastern here on this very same channel. And again, I want to welcome everyone both listening live and in the archive. I want to thank you. We are just still to this day stunned that we've had so many people listen to this program or to this network. It's just amazing to us. I'll go over the numbers a little bit. I'll tell you where the listening audiences are because I enjoy doing it. I love welcoming new countries to the family that listen to us. And we'll get to that in a bit. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., we have The Edge of Reality, where Allie and Priscilla, they talk about all the programs related to reality. So reality program, basically. As a matter of fact, I just said that. Allie and Priscilla cover all reality program on the air. Both fans are experts in the field and take you to places that only reality programs can. They're on every Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. They run for about 60 minutes, and they are The Edge of Reality. They have been with NDB Media for probably 8 or 9 years, maybe even 10. They have quite a bit of time on this network. They've been doing it on Thursday night, 7 p.m., and it's been theirs. And I thank them. Again, this network wouldn't be anything without them, as well as everyone that I've mentioned right now. On Fridays, we are a bit open. There's no schedule right now, but there may be another program joining us, but for now, it's okay. Jeff Trek, Jeff Ferguson, you know him, the hardcore Mr. Sci-Fi, is on at 5:30 p.m. He's in Arizona. You know what he covers. He's a big man when it comes to Star Trek. He loves Star Wars. He loves everything when it comes to adventure, being a little boy. That's Jeff. And check him out when he's on. He's done a lot of great interviews. He's had many, many guests on with him. And Jeff's a riot. He is a little boy that's never grown up. And it's a lot of fun having Jeff on this program, or I should say on this network as well. And there's a little bit of history, but Who knows? Maybe he'll join us and we'll be able to talk about that. But that's Jeff Trek on Saturday. I'm sorry, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. But on the other network, you're listening to NDB Media. The other one is NDB Media 2 on Saturday morning. Peter the Big Dog Gama and myself, Roger the Scorekeeper Noriega, we keep it real. We're on at 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. Casey, I'm getting old, man. I don't like this. I do not like this one bit.
Oh, it's the mile.
But yes. Yeah. Well, we're on every 6 a.m. every Saturday. It's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. That's the joke, guys. You guys know what a Monday Morning Quarterback is. Well, we're so far behind throwing rock that we're the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. That's how far behind we are. And that's been our moniker. That's been our line, our tagline. But now, folks, we are famous for killing brain cells. And we feel that we are the purveyors of the zombie apocalypse because we kill brain cells. It's what we do on Saturday morning. So take a chance, lose a few brain cells, come on over and join us on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And then right now, after we add our new program, which I did announce on Saturday, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, world famous conductor Eugene Castillo. He was the conductor of the Philippine. I'm sorry, I apologize. Well, no, it would be the Philippine National Symphony in Manila. He was the conductor for several years. He has toured the world. He has performed for the King of Malaysia, I believe, or Thailand. Oh my God, I should get that right. I think I may have lost his gig for him, but he's performed for him numerous times, and he's performed around the world. He is, when it comes to music, wow. He is going to be joining us on Sunday night, right before Casey's program, and we're going to work out the details as to what time he's going to be on, but we're looking forward to it. His professional take on classical music, I cannot wait. And yes, he's a classmate of mine. How else do you think I get people to be on this program? So anyway, I'm really looking forward to that one. And then closing out Sunday is, of course, the Walking Dead online viewing party, hosted by Casey. Why don't you tell us about that one, Casey?
Yes.
So I am currently hosting both The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead online viewing parties. I started as co-host, and about season 7 of The Walking Dead, I took over as full-time host. And so basically, when the show is live, we have a viewing party together, and we start about half hour before the show starts. And we'll talk about different stuff from the last episode, discussion about what's to come tonight. Once in a while, we'll get somebody from the show to come on with us. I don't have too many connections with that yet, but, you know, we have a few people that come and chat with us. And then when the show starts live, we'll go dark, and then we watch the show together. And we give episode ratings from 1 to 10 and commentary and stuff during the commercial breaks. And then we do stuff like trivia and birthdays and bios on the staff and more. I try to cover a lot of people, not just the main actors, but the cast and crew and the stunties and all that kind of stuff, people that don't get a whole lot of attention. I try to include as many of them as I can. And we do that every week that either The Walking Dead or Fear is on. And by the way, there's a third show coming up.
Yes.
I don't know what's going to air, but we'll have to talk about that later. But there may be a chance that we'll want to cover that too. But, you know, you and I will deal with that at another time. But there will be a third show at some point.
Well, I was figuring as you were beginning your soliloquy right now that it's like, well, I know she gets a few weeks off a year, but if there's a third program, yeah, she's done.
Oh,
it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be, well, if you think about it, how many weeks off do you get now? Because it's not all year.
Yeah, it. Well, you know, it varies because they have changed up. They do the split season. They do like 8 episodes, then they have a break, and then they do the other 8. But they've kind of changed a little bit. They fudged it back and forth a few weeks when they return. And then they used to do that webisode thing, and then they stopped. And that kind of messed it up a little bit because they would blend that in with the next season of the main show, and then all of a sudden it went away. So at the moment, like this last the last season of Fear, which was season 5, I got 3 weeks off. And then they were back.
Wow.
And then they're going straight in to Walking Dead Classic, which just premiered this past Sunday, last night.
Now, this is season 11, correct? Or no.
They just signed a contract for 11.
Oh, that's right. That's where I guess. So this is actually season 10 then. Wow.
Correct. Yep.
This is crazy. It is their biggest, it is their program. It still has the audience numbers. It's enough. It's still profitable for them. The storyline is continuing. There are a lot of rumors about a character or two that you never know. Might come. Oh, I better not say anything. It's all right. You better be paying attention.
Crossing over.
Yeah.
That has actually already happened.
Great.
That's no longer a spoiler. You can speak freely.
Well, yeah, the spoiler, yes, but I haven't understood that Mr. Lincoln may be returning.
Yes, that is also no longer a spoiler. That is common knowledge. He will be featured. There are going to be 2 or 3 motion pictures, not television episodes. They will be either in the theater or possibly on AMC. I'm a little unclear where they're airing. But they will be full-length motion pictures involved in that universe, which he will be involved in some capacity, and that will have to do with what became of his character since his exit. And it may tie in a major plot line that's never been resolved that will tie all the shows together. But we'll see. AMC is being very close-fisted with that part of it. So that's all I've got.
All right. Fair enough. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Who knows? Maybe we'll be talking a little bit more about this because I have a lot of catching up I need to do. But if there's anyone that knows in my universe as to how busy I am, it's this young lady right here. She's the only one that's actually connected with me on Facebook and another app that I have. We're both connected, and we'll basically say hi to each other every now and then via the other app. And I just stopped using the app for a while because I had to update my phone, but I did the update, and Casey's like, oh, yeah, he did get a new phone. Yeah, I can tell. But, Casey, did you notice where I was? It was 6:58 p.m. Pacific time. Did you know where I was at 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night? Did you notice that?
I probably did on Saturday, but I've slept since then. Let's take a look.
At the international border, KZ. I got down to the border driving for Uber and Lyft.
Hold on.
I kid you not. It's over 140 miles away.
Oh, my God, I see it.
Yes.
Look at you.
San Isidro. I was there. And, I do it because my wife used to pay attention. And the reason why I have Swarm, which is the old, oh, my God, what, Foursquare. The old Foursquare option of checking in, Swarm. I kept it because it was my way of letting my wife know where I was when she was paying attention, but not anymore, so whatever. But it was my means of, hey, I'm still sucking air. I'm still alive. Don't worry about it. It was just one of those things, and now I've gone back to it because I am driving quite a bit more. And, I got to the international border. So, Casey, at 6:58 Pacific time, I was at the border, and I said, okay, I want to get home. So I programmed the app, to get home, picking up rides along the way. I got home at about 1:30 in the morning, Sunday morning.
Ouch. Ouch.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Oh.
I mean, I was wide awake, and I had great people along the way. I really did. But it did take a long time. But I knew where I was, and I was constantly moving closer. And there was a chance I was going to get home by 11, but no. I got real busy again, and I just realized, yep, idiot. You should have said 9 when they asked you. What time are you going to get home? You're probably going to get home around 11, right? No, I'm going to get home by 1. Idiot.
Oh.
I should have said 9. Because it was one of those, I guess I called it. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I did earn quite a bit. And it wasn't one of my better nights, but it was a good night still. But, yeah, I got to the border. It was crazy. And I made it back, and I was tired. So that's why I was lost to the world on Sunday. And I still went out on Sunday night because I had 23 rides, Casey. Had I gotten to 30, I would have earned a bonus. So.
Oh, man. Oh, you could just taste
it. Uh-huh. So I went out Sunday at 7 p.m. because I finally woke up and went out and had to go get 7 more. And they were very nice. But I finished close to 11 p.m. Oh. So.
Right under that wire.
Yeah, yeah. It was a long weekend. So I get home, go straight to bed, no problem, and I wake up at 4. I was stunned that I was ready to go at 4 in the morning. And I picked up a trip to the airport, John Wayne International in Orange County, but I didn't turn the app off. Oh, you saw that,
no.
Right? Oh, yes, you commented. Yeah, you did.
Like,
that's right, you did. Yeah, that's right. That was funny. Well, I left the app on. So before I got to the airport, I got another ride, and I saw the distance, and it said that they were about a mile and a half away from me, but the expected distance was 48 minutes. I'm like, whoa, is that Burbank? I'm like, all right, I'm in, whatever. And sure enough, it was LAX, so I ended up going to LAX as well. So I usually don't talk about the numbers, but let's say today it was a wonderful morning. This one, just 2 rides. That was it. Pomona, West Covina to Newport Beach, and then Newport Beach all the way to LAX. That was a good morning. So, but anyway, anyone who drives knows how good it was. So I'm grateful. I was lucky. But I got to turn that app off, Casey.
Sorry, I'm seeing your addiction.
Yeah, it was. It was a good morning. But, yeah, I was at the border, man. I couldn't believe it. So, and when I was telling people in San Diego and all the way up, they're like, what? You're from L.A.? Said, hey, calm down. Zombie apocalypse isn't here. I'm not carrying anything. Keep it cool. So, it's okay. They were really nice people on the way up, and I was very fortunate. But I was thinking about everyone. I was thinking about Monday night, and sure enough, we are here on Monday night. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a more sentimental one, but this is who we are. And the original plan was to have a lot of the hosts call in and talk about their programs, as Casey did, and I am indebted to her for that. A lot of hosts called in last week, but we know what happened. Blog Talk failed us again. And I haven't used that one. I actually clipped it. He did a funny thing. He recorded me one night, and he gave me all these sound files. And where is that one? Where is it? It is under Roger, I believe. There are so many that he recorded. It's kind of funny. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. Oh, man. Where I say, man, Blog Talk Radio failed us again. I don't know where it is. For all I know, Blog Talk Radio deleted it because they didn't like it.
No.
That's funny. It's not here. Huh.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, it's got to be somewhere because there's so many. Oh, but here's one of my favorites that, folks, a few years ago, what I did is I was introducing the host and I was interviewing the host, and it was great. We were learning about them, who they were and what they are. And I basically, one night before the anniversary program, did the story about me. Cliff went crazy. He just kept recording, recording, and recording, such as this one.
You know, I have a great deal of love for Zeke.
Yeah, whatever. And here's one of the famous ones. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone knows it's not – oh, sorry. It's Cool Ranch Doritos, right, Casey? You know that's my favorite, Cool Ranch Doritos, right?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Okay, yeah.
I got it. I'm team nacho cheese. I'm sorry.
And no, you're okay. Hey, that's yours. That's good to know. I have to remember that. Well, for me,
yep.
Nirvana is a Cherry Coke and Cool Ranch Doritos. It's just one of those things. In the same manner that I like a Hershey's almond bar with peanut butter and milk. Oh, that's the very height of perversion. But, you know. But I was complaining that night, and I was really, really complaining. I should have said it because the family did hear. One of my wife's cousins, they were trying to play up to me. They were trying to be nice. They were, but it was getting on my nerves. Everyone knows I like Cool Ranch Doritos. And every time I'd go over or they would come over, they'd bring, hey, Ranch Doritos. Nacho cheese. Oh, good for you. I just don't. I mean, I like nacho cheese, but it's not my favorite. So I railed against my cousin, and this is the clip.
Those are Doritos. Doritos, ladies and gentlemen. You want to score with this guy? You want to make him happy? Doritos Cool Ranch, baby.
That was the original quote. I got mad, and Zeke was just recording some of the stuff. And it was, you know,
Body
I'm telling you, hey, woman, you want – you see – It the whole thing did not show up because Cliff edited the file, so it sounds a lot different. But what I said, if you want to score points with this guy, you know, this is how you do it. Well, Cliff edited out, and he just left, you want to score with this guy? He's an idiot.
Oh, no.
But, oh, now you get, yeah. Cliff is, oh, he is so funny. Cliff Veer, ladies and gentlemen, who also did Baseball Memories. He was a host of Lost for Lost when we did it here. He just went crazy, and he did, he recorded so many of these sound files for me. And I have him, and I play him every now and then. But he hasn't been on for a while due to his illness. But one day Zeke will return, and it's really good. He has Parkinson's. So it's very difficult for him to communicate from time to time, but it's great. Oh, here was another one, folks. Shai Rosalyn, who has also had several programs, and we've done many things together here on NDB Media. We, and this is what I was going to talk about, on, I think it was April, the last Sunday in April, when William and Kate married. Okay. It was on at 2 in the morning, my time. Or 1 in the morning, and it was 4 in the morning over in New York. But Shai, or Rosalind Brinson and I woke up in our respective time zones to cover the royal wedding. And let me tell you, girl, we were prepared. I had never been so prepared in my life. We knew everything about what was going on. It was like the Rose Parade coverage. And, oh, it was absolutely awesome. We did it. And it was one of those things. It's one of my fondest memories that we did it. And then again, I was talking about it. And Zeke, the little rat bastard, did it again.
Oh, no.
He, yeah, so listen to this one.
Shai Rosalyn and I woke up on a Friday morning.
What an idiot.
And he left it like that. Oh, my God.
Yes. So it's funny. And she knows it. She'll play it from time to time. And I just,
yeah.
I find those clips amusing. I love those clips now because, yes, at one time or another, I uttered it, and he was able to use it. And I'm flattered that someone actually did that for me. And I have sound files. and it's really a lot of fun. I'm grateful to Zeke because he did that and to everyone else. But in all seriousness, since this is our birthday, I also want to go back. Yes, I believe in 2011, NDB Media or NDB Radio, we were, and Noriega.biz Radio are many different names. 2011 was our year, ladies and gentlemen. There was no one on the air that could compete with us. We had close to 15 or 18 programs on air throughout the week. Not only did we have so many programs, but we had connections everywhere around the world. We had become a news organization. We were breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, and you can check the timestamps of the episodes when we were live. You all know we broke the news of Fukushima, the earthquake. I was live that night. It was during tax season. I was awake, and I went live to talk about it. I had just finished an interview, and that was one of our moments. That weekend, I believe it's March 12th, I was visiting with my family in Rancho Cucamonga, and I walked out because I couldn't handle it. Oh, my God, family. Oh, mother of God, I had to walk out. So I walked out, and I'm in the cul-de-sac. And then I get a text message on my phone. And I will reveal my source at the time. It was the Los Angeles Times. They reported that there was an explosion at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear reactor. I looked at it and my jaw dropped. And the hair, ladies and gentlemen, is standing on the back of my neck because I remember that vividly. It was a cool evening, such as it is now. And oh my goodness, it's about the same time. It happened at just after 7 p.m. Pacific time. It was in March. And I wasn't getting very good reception. So I instantly called Cliff in New York. Cliff took my call. What's up, Raj? I said, Cliff, would you please turn on the TV? I need you to go to cable. Look up Fox, look up MSNBC and CNN, and tell me what they're doing. And he merely put it on, and he knew something was up, and he was like, yeah. Put it on, he says, there's some programs, there's recording. Zeke, check on the internet for me, I don't have a computer. What are you getting about Fukushima nuclear reactor explosion? And I remember the silence from Zeke. I believe he did gasp because I had mentioned a nuclear explosion. Folks, those aren't words that people play with. When people say nuclear explosion, it's bad. So Zeke was looking, and he couldn't find anything. He said, Raj, there's nothing. I said, oh, my God, Zeke, I don't mean to be morbid, but we have a scoop. Dude, we got to do this. We got to go live. I need you to set it up because I'm going to see what I can get going on my end, and we're going to do this. I sent out a text message to everyone on staff, and I copied the message. I said, there's an explosion. This is breaking news. If you're available, we're going on in about 15 minutes. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it. Zeke set it up. We were on. I was up on the second floor of my cousin's house in Fontana with my cousin Sergio. If you go back and listen to that episode, you will hear. And you will hear for the first time and only time in my life, you could hear the fear in my voice for what was happening. But we broke in at 7:30 p.m. and we started covering. Everyone just before we went live, I have to give them props. Peter Villacorta, my engineer buddy, classmate, Peter Gama, he was there in East L.A. Peter was driving down the Pacific Coast Highway here in Southern California. Ramey was, I don't know if he was still in Texas or if he was in Chicago. And Rosalind Brinson was there. I believe Mark came in later. But everyone was on point, and they were on air. And I was anchoring the program. My cousin's got his phone on the Wi-Fi searching for news, and we're listening to the feed of NHK TV from Japan. And that's all we're getting. Well, Raimi had contacts with the MMA women in Japan, and they called into the program. Other people that we knew in Japan were calling in and were reporting live what they were getting. Ladies and gentlemen, we were doing breaking news coverage on this channel. I'll never forget that day. If just because it was me, I was anchoring breaking news, and I kept other people watching the TV. Tell me when they come in. We were on air for more than an hour talking about Fukushima before Fox, MSNBC, or CNN went live. We were there, folks. We were doing worldwide coverage before anyone else. And it was one of the most exciting moments of my life, and yet it was one of the most frightening moments of my life. Our audience numbers boomed because we were doing live coverage, and we were breaking news everywhere and anywhere. And we were going live for events all the time, and we were beating everyone. It was amazing. And then we do the royal wedding, and then there was another night. Everyone remembers this one, May 1st, 2011. And forgive me, allow me to set the stage. I am at home. I'm watching Sunday Night Baseball, and I'm starting to fall asleep a little bit. It's a Sunday night, and it's about, coincidentally enough, about 7 o'clock. And I'm starting to close my eyes. I'm sitting down, and sure enough, on my phone, I get a message. I don't remember the noise organization. It might have been the LA Times again. And it said, the president will be going live at 7:30 tonight with a major announcement. I looked at my watch, and it was just after 7. And immediately I thought to myself, oh, my God, please, no, God, don't tell me there's another 9/11. Folks, this is Sunday night. After a certain time, everyone goes dark because there's nothing. And at this hour, the president never goes live at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. That's 10:30 p.m. Eastern. My God, what is he about to announce? And again, I sent a text message to everyone. Said, whoever's in is in. Let's go. We're going to find out what's going on. We put our feelers out, but anyway, we went live at 7:30. No one knows. By this time, every network is on, but we're on with them. And we're trying to find out, finding out all of our contacts. Nothing has been reported. No disasters, no nothing. We don't know what's going on. And then speculation starts to come in that it is terrorism related and it is in the Middle East, but no one is talking. And again, I'm doing anchor coverage of this, ladies and gentlemen. And forgive me, Casey, for talking and talking. But these are the moments that I want to share with everyone that we did. We did it for ourselves as much as we did it for you. We were privileged to be here, and we did it because we had to do it. We wanted to do it. And I remember we were all getting the feeling something huge, but it was actually going to be good. And I believe it was closer to 8:10 or 8:15, and I'll never forget the moment. It was basically Raimi. Frank Ramirez and I were doing it. We had everyone else assisting us. But Raimi and I were doing the coverage. I'm getting messages from everyone through the Blog Talk Radio screen. I'm being texted. I'm on my computer. I'm getting messages. And then Raimi sends me a message. We have one-part confirmation. And I look at the message, and I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe it. But we don't say anything yet because we here at NDB Media also go by the two-person rule. You can't just say something without confirming it. So I hinted on the radio. I said, we have something big, ladies and gentlemen, but we're not going to say what it is because we don't have confirmation. The entire world is searching what's going on, and we're just a part of it. and I'm talking. We're like, okay, where's the president? President hasn't come out yet. All these people are talking, and we're trying to fill up time. And then Raimi sends me a second message. And I looked at it, and I said to myself, okay, you didn't do this. He did. And instead of announcing it myself, because I felt he had earned it, because he had always been on my side in emergencies and stuff, he was on the radio. He had called in as well, and I said, Raimi, tell us what you have confirmed. And Raimi turned around and said, Special Forces have attacked a compound in Pakistan and have killed Osama bin Laden. We were stunned. We were stunned like everyone else. And we called it. And within minutes, CBS called it. And then everyone else did. But we called it before they did. And then by 8:30, I believe it was, President Obama announced what everyone saw. And we were all part of history. It was an incredible moment to be a part of. I'll never forget that. Everyone that was there with me. And I remember Rosalind Brinson called and she goes, what's going on, Raj? What do you mean? Well, I was calling, falling asleep, and there was some activity on the internet. And then I looked over, and uh-oh, Roger's on air. Something's going on. I'll never forget what she said. Uh-oh, NDB Media's on air. Something's going on. That became our catchphrase. Folks, if we're on, you know something big is going on. It was a classic line. And then we saw the president announce it. And then you remember the images, right, Casey, of everyone being outside the White House, scrambling to celebrate. Remember that evening?
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, we had local women. We had friends down
there. Yeah. You did. Oh, my God, Casey, I remember saying on air, I know exactly where they are. Oh, and I said, if for once in my life I could be one place, it was right there at the White House celebrating. But, and I remember that night, Rosalind says, I cannot celebrate the death of a human being. And I turned to her and I said, Roz, you're 100% right. We are not celebrating the death of a human being. We are celebrating... Actually, we're not celebrating. We are relieved that the nightmare that was given to us by that individual is gone. He paid the price with his life for what happened. Right or wrong, good or bad, we're not celebrating his life. But Roz, he had to go. And I believe most people in America would probably say the same thing. He had to go. I didn't celebrate it, but I remember that I was caught up in the euphoria, and I was relieved. What were your feelings, Casey? Because you weren't there with us. Well, what were your feelings when you finally heard that he was gone?
It's tough as a Washingtonian, honestly, because sometimes you catch this stuff ahead of people because we all have friends that are involved in all that secret skull crap. And sometimes when you hear these things, you always wait for that Paul Harvey moment. You always think, okay, they say he's gone. People have confirmed it, but you always have a little bit of that edge left to it. Is there a rest of the story? Is there another person out there? Is there some hidden thing? Is there, you know, a kill switch or, you know, what's going on? It's hard to really just be in the moment like most people, because when you're here, you get to see a little bit more of how the sausage is made with those sorts of events, and it's really hard to take them at face value. So it was incredulous at first, but then it, you know, I didn't have the celebrating feeling as much. I was like, like you mentioned later, the relief of, like, now some people don't have to look over their shoulders so much anymore. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because that stressed a lot of people out. It was good to have that era close. It really needed to.
Yes, it needed to. And we were on air for well over 2 hours, probably even 3 hours at night. And I remember we were all tired. We were euphoric. We were giddy. We didn't know what was going to happen tomorrow, but for that one moment, something had been resolved, and we were relieved. And I remember I had about maybe I think I had about 5 minutes left. And I paused, and I mentioned to everyone, I said, "Hey, guys." And I said, "Mark, Rosalind, Rainey, Peter, Zeke." I called each of them by name. And I said, "Pay attention to where you are right now. Look around. Where are you at this exact moment? Take a moment and notice your surroundings. Take it in. Remember this moment. Be here right now. Because I promise you, I guarantee you, you will always come back to this night. And right now that you're here, savor the moment and remember it. It'll never come back again. This is one of those moments that you will always look back on."
Yeah.
And I'll never forget, none of them said a word. They stayed quiet. And you have to remember, Casey, these are all Alpha 1 dogs.
Yeah. I mean, it's that kind
everyone,
of a moment.
Everyone. Yeah. But you know what? I didn't do it to shut them up. I did it so that they could remember.
Yeah.
And always remember and have the crystal image to savor it, to talk to the future, if you will. Because I am here right now. And I'll never forget, not one of them said a word when I said that. And I thanked them all. And I said, "We have been a part of history tonight." And I thanked them. And we closed out the night. And that one was on May 1st, 2011. I don't want to say that that was the high watermark. But when it came to us doing stuff, we continued throughout 2011 and 2012. But there was a problem. Phones were changing. Internet was changing. High capacity was coming into play. And the animal that we now recognize as the 24-hour news cycle shortly took over. The hyper information hit shortly thereafter. And we had no way to compete. We just could not. When we had breaking news, 300 million people already knew about it because times had changed. It was crazy. When it came to breaking news, and I say this because I know it, we were always on air before everyone else. We were breaking news. NDB Media was known for breaking news around the world. We covered events in the United States, Europe. We covered the earthquake at Christchurch, and it was during the middle of the day here, I remember. I took an hour off from work to do live from my workplace. And
wow.
Because the news broke. That big 6-point something. Remember that one a while ago? Christchurch? The one that really messed with New Zealand?
Yeah.
We covered that one too. And we knew people in New Zealand. We rang them up and they called in. And It was unbelievable. And Zeke was producing that one because I didn't have the means to access the internet from where I was. A whole different world back then. But I look back in 2008 and I thought that this radio would be a means to be able to organize fellow employees, to get the word out, to be able to communicate, to be able to be stronger at the workplace. That was gone 3 weeks in. And within a short matter of time, it became an entertainment program and it became a network. People from around the world were joining us and doing programs. There are so many over the years that did programs with us on NDB Media. And again, I pay for the name. That's it. I lay no claim to this network other than I pay the monthly bill. All the entertainment, everything that has happened, all the news, all the good works, because there have been many. We, Richard, oh my goodness, Richard Ratty, who was getting all of our guests and all of our, I mean, for the first 3-4 years, I would wake up each day and say, who are we going to get today? And it was unbelievable, all the people that we interviewed. And I was, wow. Richard and I did a program called Among Friends. For those of you that know and don't know, I am Roman Catholic. Hardcore. meaning I believe what I believe. But I don't judge anyone. That would be hardcore, right? But I don't judge anyone. You didn't know that, Casey, did you?
I did not. Now I do.
Now you do, but I hold my beliefs to me and to my family. Because believe it or not, there's a story here, and my clients know when they visit me. I will have to send you a picture, Casey, and to everyone that's here with me right now. You all know that I'm a tax preparer, financial planner as well. But in one of my bookcases that sits behind my client, so I, looking over them, I see I have 7 books. And the 7 books are the major beliefs of the world. And I have them there to remind me that we as human beings have different beliefs. But when it comes down to what is in our hearts, we all want the same thing. We just go about it differently. And if we could just figure out a way to put our hatred about how we go about it, things would be pretty cool, wouldn't it, Casey?
Yeah. That would be nice.
Richard and I were doing a program called Among Friends. As you know, or well, you may not know, but Richard was gay. And he had a connection to the community. And Richard and I decided to do a program. I mean, how perfect. Think about it. The draconian Roman belief, right? The hardcore belief, me and him living what at the time, this is probably incorrect for me to say, but his alternate lifestyle. No, it is his lifestyle. And we set out to do a program where if he and I could cross barriers to do something that hopefully would be good, then anyone can. And Among Friends ran for a year. And then, as everyone knows, Richard became very ill, and he died of cancer. And he was on with us while he was going through it. And he went relatively quickly. It was some extreme form. It was a merciless, pitiless bitch. Forgive me, Casey. But it was. And he fought it and fought it. And everyone knows that I'm kind of like, I have the crown head, I'm bald. People know that, right? You've seen images of me, right, Casey?
Yeah.
I've got the Picard head.
I've seen live streaming of you in the car.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Some other people have,
nope,
too. So I have that.
Nope.
Richard had a full head of hair. I'm sorry?
I said, I went willingly. No need to apologize.
That's funny. Casey, you were so funny at time, man. I tell you. Oh, my goodness. But, you know, that was good. That was good. It was, oh, man. I don't have a comeback for that one. But, all right. Richard had a full head of hair, and when he was going through it, he lost his hair. And he said, Raj, I'm now I've lost it all. And I says, no, dude, you didn't lose anything. You not having hair is your badge that you are fighting it, that you have not given up. You be proud of that. And I remember that moment, and it was not too long after that he did go. And for 1 year, we did not book a guest. We did not do anything because I wanted people to know who it was that was booking the guests on NDB Media. And when we lost that voice, we lost a significant part of our family. And it was, I did not book a guest for an entire year deliberately. Because it wasn't me, it was Richard. And I wanted people to know that, that he was the one that was able to do that. And people ask, why, Raj, what's wrong? You haven't had guests in a while. We lost Richard. And that's what I would say. We lost Richard. And they understood right away it was him that was able to do it. Wasn't me. It was him. And like it was everyone else. But in our own small way, we were honoring him by knowing what he had done when he left us. That voice had gone silent. And we wanted everyone to know how big of a part he was. I think they got the hint. I think they understood. But it's part of the family. It's part of the things that we did. And we've done many other things. I don't mean to be sad or more, but he is part of the family, just like everyone else. There were so many people, Tanya Mercado, Mark Lee, as I said, Rosalind Brinson, oh my goodness, Cliff Zier, AJ from Australia, Ramey, Zeke, the big dog, Peter Gama, Tropic Thunder. Yes, I pulled him out of the closet. His name is Peter Villacorta, one of my classmates. My cousin Sergio that was there with me. Gimo, you know her. She's my daughter. Her name is Giselle Maiteo Dalis. My wife named her. Don't blame
me.
So I cut it down. Yeah, you remember, right? Yes.
Gimo. Yeah, I do remember that now. Yeah, she was cute.
Yeah. Yes. And she was on with us too. The guys that started with me for so many years, and when I moved away, it wasn't the same. John D'Ambrosio, Sergio Casares, Fred Becerra, Thomas Whitney, all of them that were there at the very beginning, who gave of themselves to be a part of this. This network is nothing without them. It is nothing without the names I've mentioned. Casey, Dr. Mathis, Dan Schlossberg, Anita, Bob Nisoff, Priscilla, Allie, AJ, Karen, and Jamie. Another AJ. Sonny Clark, Cuervo, Brian Tarvin. Those are on the sports side. Lenny Melnick, and all of our guests, our hosts, our people that befriended us, that called in, Terry the Traveling Man's on. Oh my God, Ian Cullen from SciFiPulse.net, who was part of the family for such a long time. James Haney, Michael Jan Friedman, who joined us many times. Chris Smith, you know her. So many people, and I am forgetting so many names. And as God is my witness, those that I did not mention today, I will mention over the following weeks, because I intend over this next year to have clips from all the years past. Yes, you will hear the day that Chekhov slammed me for not having a joke. You will hear that again. You will hear the night that I was drunk on air. Yes, Walter Koenig. Walter Koenig slammed me on air. It was funny. People never forgot it. Walter Koenig was beautiful. John Billingsley, you know him as Dr. Phlox, but from so many others. He was drinking on the second program, I believe, and he says, Roger, forgive me a moment. I'm going to serve myself another martini. Oh, hell, you're not the only one that's going to drink tonight. And I got a bottle of wine and a bunch of wine coolers. And unfortunately, by the end of the hour and a half, you could tell that I was a little slurpy. And everyone died laughing because you could tell that I was in a very good mood. I get happy. apparently a little too happy. But yes, the moments that we've had. Jeff Ferguson, oh my God, I cannot believe I forgot it. So many people at one time or another contributed and was here with us. NDB Media today is a special collection of memories, moments in time captured forever, where normal people got together to do something that was bigger than all of us. We shared love stories. We shared sad stories. We tried to entertain as much as educate. We tried to help people prepare. We warned people. We were the voice in the darkness and in the silence at times. When there were disasters, people were alone, and we were on air, and they called in and spent time with us. I'll never forget those moments. I was a part of them just like everyone else. I will never forget one of our guests, Pepper Pear Davis. My goodness, the original women's baseball player from A League of Their Own. The Gina Davis character, she was the real one, Pepper Pear Davis. She sang, she serenaded us on the radio. She sang to us. I'll never forget that. And the only time that my wife was actually on air, Pepper Pear Davis sang to my wife. Because she said, what is your wife's name, Margarita? I love margaritas. And she went on to sing. Ladies and gentlemen, there were times that we were alone on air. And you joined us. Just as much as we joined you. This has been an endeavor that we choose to do as much as for ourselves, as much as for you. Why did we do joke night? We did it to try to make you laugh. Why did we do the game show night? We did it because we wanted to give you a little bit of entertainment to be able to get away from everything. In the same way that we were never on air on 9/11 when the events were happening, we knew better. We were asked, you need to be on air. We said, no, we can't. There are people ringing a bell in New York, in Shanksville, in the Pentagon. They're ringing bells, reminding us of the names of those that passed. We cannot be on air at that time, and we never will be, because it's our history as much as it is yours, and we are so privileged to be a part of it. NDB Media is more than me, more than everyone else on this network. I have the privilege in the corner of my mind when I'm alone, when the bill passes and I see the credit card charge, I'm like, yeah, it's mine. That's the only time I lay claim to it. I began it because I wanted to. But so many people arrived and became a part of it. Folks, over the next year, I'm celebrating that which came before today. There's a lot of good stuff on this network. A lot of funny stuff. Yes, there is some sad stuff too. But we did our best to entertain. I'm proud of what we've done in its purest, rawest form. Were we stupid at times? Oh, God, yes. But we were stupid and naive, you know, our naivety, you know. We wanted to do right by you. And we hope to continue to be able to do that. And I've talked for way too much. But this is what it means to me. And that's why I'm back on Monday night. I am a part of this. I'm just one night, one hour. When you look at what everyone else does, I get to say, I'm a part of this network. Monday Night America, Fandom Access, Travel Radio, The Rock and Roll Shrink, Travel Itch Radio, The Edge of Reality, Jeff Trek, The Walking Dead Online Viewing Party, Sports Talk with the Guys. This is who's here today. You know what was here before. Can you imagine what will be here tomorrow? Casey, you're a big part of this network too.
Thank you.
What would you like to talk about? But I know it's very late for you, so I'm on your time now.
It's fine. I'm a night owl. That's why I do a show at 11 o'clock at night, because I'm a masochist. I'm kidding. You know,
you're funny.
I'm
yes, that's true.
I kind of came in a few years into all this stuff, so it's nice to be able to see some of the old stories and get some of the names and things, because I wasn't here for a lot of this, so this is really nice for me to be able to get all these stories and see. No, I know people were here, and I know they were part of stuff, but I lacked the bigger context of, you know, how people fit in and some of the anecdotes and the adventures that people were on that I missed. And, you know, I can't wait to see the new adventures that are going to be cooking up, because, you know, most of those people are still around, and I know that there's mischief to be had still. Although now I'm mildly terrified about some of the sound files I uploaded, and I'm wondering what Zeke is going to be up to while I'm not looking.
That is true. But there are so many things that are going to be happening. I'm looking forward to it. You know, Casey, I will be I'm going to ask to interview both you and Dr. Mathis on a Monday night, because I want to introduce you to my audience as well. As much as I try to introduce everyone, some of the audiences just won't cross. They won't, but some do. And I always play what is coming up, and I always try to, you know, give that announcement. But it's tough to get crossover. I've noticed that. It really is difficult. But I intend to ask many of the people that were on before to come back and talk about the themes that we did. JC, I think of NDB Media and I think, wow. I was at an Angel game, Casey, that started at 7 o'clock. Harold Perrineau was being interviewed, you know, from Lost. And I was doing the intro, and everyone else was going to take over, but I did the intro. But I'm at Angel Stadium sitting behind the stand in the state. Here's another story. And Harold Perrineau is talking to me. He's like, Raj, what is it? I'm like, he called me Raj? Oh, my God. He's like, Raj, what is Blog Dog Radio? And I explained to him what it was, and he's like, dude, this is crazy. And he knew I was at the game because he could hear everything in the background. So I was hiding behind the stands, if you will. And I had my phone close to my ear, and I tell him, okay, look, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go live. I'm going to do the intro because, excuse me, Mr. Perrineau, Harold. Yes, Mr. Perrineau, I want to do the intro. And I did it, and I passed off the program to whoever, and I stayed at the game. I remember that. I have done this program from so many different places, from so many parts of America. It's unbelievable. Just those stories I'm going to be sharing over the years. But there are others that do the same thing. The times that the network failed us at the wrong, worst possible time, and how we made connections. I kid you not, Casey, there were times that we held one phone next to the other. So think, the receiving end is on the they're upside down. That's how we make connections sometimes. Oh my God. There are so many stories that we have. And this is going to be the year that we talk about it. And I'm going to invite everyone to be joining me. There are stories that you can share too, Casey, and that's going to happen in the future. But this is something that, well, I don't know how long it's going to go. As long as BTR stops screwing with us, we're going to be here for a while.
Hopefully they're done with all that foolishness.
No, they're not. They're not. This network is the longest running program on their network. And it's crazy. It's just crazy. I have a little bit of love for you guys. This is one of my funniest moments. Well, not one of mine, but this is from the TV show Scrubs, because I used to use this phrase a lot, and people thought I picked it up from Bones. I said, no. Dr. Cox from Scrubs. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a 30-second clip. Enjoy.
Sorry to interrupt you there, Bobo, but I got to ask you a quick question. Now, when you were born, nay, spawned by the Dark Prince himself, did that rat bastard forget to give you a hug before he sent you along your way? Because you can't just let two good nurses go on account of feeling small and insignificant. And besides, with your money, you ought to be able to keep a little man tucked away in the closet and bring him out whenever you want to knock him around, huh? As you were.
Did you ever see Scrubs, Casey?
I did not. No, I didn't watch that show.
I did. One of my favorite programs of all time. I've got a few phrases from there, but that's Dr. Cox. John C. McGinley. For those of you that know, I would love. Yes, Dr. Cox, yes.
Yes, I'm and suddenly I'm 12.
Yeah, he was one of my favorite characters. But Bob Kelso, the head of the hospital, who he was calling the rat bastard, and that's where I got it from, back in 2002 or somewhere around there, when he called him a rat bastard. And there was another scene earlier when he was going for the coffee and he was flirting with the nurse, and Carla says, no, he fired her. What? He fired coffee nurse? He didn't even know her name, the idiot. And he goes off in a tirade. I'm going to find that rat bastard. And I just love that. I love that phrase. And then he calls him to his face a little rat bastard. It's just a funny thing, but now you know where I get that line. But as my daughters grow older, I have to watch my language. But anyway, this is what we're going to be doing over the next year. We're going to be celebrating where we came from on Monday Night in America. And I have a lot of clips that I have to go back over to listen to. And I look forward to it because these memories are real. And I can't wait to do it. And that's what awaits, ladies and gentlemen. Monday Night America is going to be a 1 year, not a memorial, but proof that we didn't know what the hell we were doing.
No shit, there we were.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I heard that. No kidding. Oh, my goodness. I look forward to that. You see, when the co-hosts are in with me on it, you know we're on the same page, ladies and gentlemen. But, Casey, I do thank you for joining me today. I did not expect you to be on because I know Peter Gama showed up to the studio. He was here. Oh, well, you knew that. Remember, I told you that night. Jeff had set time aside. I know Cliff did. Rosalind Brinson did. The other hosts were going to call in as well, and I know they knew about it in advance, but when it didn't happen, we just couldn't do it again. So I'm going to get them later, but I'm going to interview all the hosts over the next few months because I want to get play to their programs as well. And that's the goal, but I got to have some funny moments and things as well. So I'm going to be looking to that. So that's the plan, folks. Oh, And if you want any other humor while we're not on, just turn to C-SPAN. It don't get much better than that right now. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, there we are. What should we expect on your Sunday program? Is it episode 2 of the Fear of the Walking Dead?
Well, Fear has closed season 5, so it will be episode 2 of the Walking Dead Classic. And they are in season 5.
Okay. Oh, you did say that. I'm sorry. Yeah, you did. Okay. That's
okay.
My memory.
They got a lot of seasons, and they're adding more, for God's sake. I don't know how many more shows they're going to have. You know?
Well, look at what Star Wars is doing. That's another reason why I'm also going to be back on air. I can't wait for that. And Star Trek is going wild. I'm going to return to the Star Trek fold. I'm really looking forward to that. Oh,
yay.
There was another. Yes, there was another episode that I remember that we did at midnight. It was Fred, Thomas, and myself. And I believe Fred's friend came over, and we saw the 2-hour finale of Battlestar Galactica. And we did it live that night at midnight. And it was a fun program. And Mr. Television, I forget his name now, he was like the guy on Blog Talk Radio that really got it going. He called into our program that night and said, "What are you doing slumming in here?" And he says, "Dude, it's a privilege to be here." And we just started talking Battlestar for 2 hours. And it was a fun episode. And I remember that. We did that one at midnight. It was cool. I'll never forget that. That was fun. It was a great program that came to an end. And we followed it. That was fun. Lost for Lost, another one. That was cool. We've done a lot of stuff. And we hope to continue. So, all right. I am tired. I did not expect to go an hour and a half. Casey, any last thoughts?
I've really enjoyed this retrospective a lot. I'm sorry some of our compatriots didn't make it tonight, but I look forward to the coming year so I can hear all the good dish, all the good dirt, the stories, the anecdotes. Here's...
Oh, yeah.
All the
yeah.
Stories. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, there is a lot, and we're going to be doing that. So, I've never heard you end program, believe it or not. Oh, shit, did I just give something away? Oh, just kidding. Oh. Oh, yeah, now she got, oh, that little rat bastard's never heard an entire program. Well, anyway. Casey, you, yes, I was like, oops. Casey, I've been told by other people, Raj, you know when you listen to your episode after, you know, to edit, I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, you know when you listen, you hear all your mistakes and everything. Oh, no. Oh, dear God, no. What do you mean? You don't listen to it again to learn? Oh, dude, I know how stupid I am when I do it. I know the mistakes I make. Do you realize that my voice is so darn annoying for me to go back and listen to it again? Are you kidding me? I can barely stand it now. Are you kidding?
Aww.
When I'm in a walker and I need room, or when I need to get the nerve to go off the cliff, I'll listen to myself. I know that was morbid. I'm sorry.
When
that
you become
stupid.
A walker, what?
Yes, exactly. When I become that, I'll need so I can go over the cliff. So it's
then
all
I can
good.
Have you on the show.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, my God, here's some more of the ones. Here's another one. Folks, there's another sound file. Oh,
man, I'm out of it for a little while, and everyone has delusions of grandeur.
Okay, of course, that was taken from Han Solo, The Return of the Jedi. Remember when he says, what?
Oh, yeah.
Luke a Jedi? Yes. Luke's a Jedi? Oh, come on, I'm out of it for a little while, and everyone's having delusions of grandeur. Yes, it was taken from Han Solo. That was another one. What is this one? What is this one? Stupid Zeke, Roger, Friends with Benefits, press 1. Hold on, what's this?
You've reached Friends with Benefits. For a booty call, press 1 now.
Oh. Oh,
that
dear.
That was the Big Bang Theory. Yeah, that was the Big Bang Theory. I apologize. Zeke made a lot of sound files for me. They did. They did a lot of them. And I've got to go over a lot of these sound files because I want to hear them again. I love the Doritos one. I can't wait to go all over them again. But all right. Let's see. What's this one?
You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's this comedian. Zeke borrowed it. Yeah, it's way at the bottom. Zeke, it said, you're an idiot. It's Walker, you're an idiot. And then I think you heard this one.
Silence! I kill you!
Silence! I'll kill you! It's that guy that does the puppet. Yes, yeah, you know,
oh,
Ahmed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zeke did a lot of the recordings for us, so it's all good. But anyway, Casey, if you would, I would ask you to take us out if you would end the program for us.
Oh, gosh, no pressure or anything.
Yeah, it's what I do.
Yeah, thank you. Well, see, the thing is, I don't know what our next show is going to be. What is on Tuesday? Please remind me. What is our next show?
Oh, as a matter of fact, 7 p.m. Pacific time, Fandom Axis, Week in Review. Jamie, Karen, and AJ discuss the world of sci-fi.
Excellent. Okay, so thank you for that. And this has been NDB Media 12 years anniversary, the year 12 start of our anniversary of year 12, 11 years in review. And Roger Noriega and all of his fun anecdotes and our guests tonight. And me babbling about my two shows, and hopefully some of my co-hosts will be coming and babbling about theirs, and it'll be a good time. And we promise to stay sober for most of it. Honest. Thank you guys for joining us. I had a good time. Hope you did too. Roger, did you have a good time tonight?
I did, Casey, and I did because you were here with me. Thank you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I had a great time, and hopefully see you guys soon.
Hi, this is Playboy Playmate Devin DeVasquez, and I love listening to my guys on NDB Media.